Track 2. Listen to a conversation at a university guidance office.
Excuse me. Are you Dr. Martin?
I'm Greg Martin, and I don't think there are any other Martins in the office, but I'm a nutritionist, not a doctor.
Oh, sorry. I guess I was confused. The doctor at the Student Health Center told me I should see you because I need an allergy test. I was hoping I'd be able to make an appointment.
Sure.
I would have called, but I was right here, so I figured I'd stop in and...
No, no problem at all. Since your file hasn't come to me from Student Health...
Oh, right. I mean, I just left there, so you wouldn't have it yet. I'll come back.
Well, no, actually. If you have a minute, I'll just give you a general explanation of what we're going to ask you to do. I can't actually give you instructions specific to your case without looking at your file, but here's the basic idea.
Okay, can I...
Oh, sure, sure. I'm sorry. Please, have a seat here.
Thanks. I thought they tested for allergies by injecting you with things.
Sometimes. In the case of food allergies, where your symptoms aren't life-threatening, it's more helpful to check by adjusting your diet.
Uh-huh. So what do I have to do?
As I said, it's going to depend on what your doctor's written in your file for me, but there are two major kinds of dietary tests for food allergies. One is an elimination diet. We'll use that if your doctor is pretty stumped about what's causing your problem. For a few weeks, you'll have to eat a bland diet, just foods that we know are safe. That's pretty certain to eliminate the offending food.
A few weeks?
Well, it can take a while for the food you eat to clear out of your system. We want a totally blank canvas, because then what we do is, one by one, you add in foods that a lot of people have allergies to.
Oh, I get it. And then if my symptoms come back, we know what food must be doing it.
It's not always that exact, but that's the idea.
Well, okay, but what's the other test? You said there were two.
The other test is more of a spot test. If your doctor knows from your symptoms that there are only a few foods that are likely culprits, you'll stop eating just those foods for a week or so. Then you'll eat one of them on an empty stomach, and we'll wait to see whether your symptoms come back.
Okay.
But as I said, that test is really only useful if your doctor's already got a pretty good sense of what your problem might be.
Well, it sounds like it's a lot easier to go through, so, you know, I'm hoping...
Well, of course. Let me look at my schedule and see whether I have a slot open on, Friday, maybe? Your doctor should have gotten your information to me by then.
Why is the woman speaking to the man? Why must the man wait to give the woman instructions? Why is the elimination test more difficult? When can the spot test described by the man be used? What will the woman do next?